Bites, a podcast for kids by kids.
This is our sixth episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
We are going to start the episode by talking about what has been going on at North Gore Marlboro Public School.
Apple crisp. We made apple crisp. And if you're wondering what apple crisp is, let me tell you. All week, the teachers told us to bring a bowl, spoon, and an apple. So first we did math. And then both classes went down to the gym, and only three kids stayed to help make the apple crisp.
If someone finished making apple crisp, they would go down to the gym and take one off the people out of gym to make apple crisp.
Eventually, we finished gym, and if you're wondering what we played for gym, we played bench ball. And if you're wondering what bench ball is, let me tell you. Bench ball is where you have about six balls and two benches. And if you want, you can have mats in front of the benches. You pick some from your team to go to the opposite team's bench. Then whoever's refereeing the game will tell you when to go. And when you go, throw the ball to whoever's standing on the bench.
It's a part of your team that you guys sent over to the opposite team's bench. Person on the other bench, on the bench, and you get more people on. Like, the more people you get on, win. Basically, you get all your team on the bench, then you would win. But if you step on the mats, then you have to go to your team side.
Then we went to eat lunch, and we went outside for recess, and we came back again, and the apple crisp was ready. So our teachers came and handed out ice cream, and of course the farm famous apple crisp. Mrs. Mott was handing out the apple crisp, and Mr. Rosen was handing out ice cream. Well, we eating the apple crisp. We were watching our podcast. I almost forgot to say Mrs. Mott showed us how we are supposed to wash our bowl and our spoon.
Then we finished eating when we all got up in a line, and Miss Mott made room when we got to the garbage. We
would dump out all the leftovers out of apple crisp.
So when we go to wash, we would our spoon in our bowl, it wouldn't get all clogged up in the sink. So when we finished dumping out all the scraps, we washed our spoon in our bowl. Then Miss Mott handed out towels. It was awesome making apple crisp. Back to you, host.
Here's the interview we did with Liam Harrington.
Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you are here today?
My name's Liam Harrington. I work for City Councilor David Brown, who represents Rideau Jock Ward, Ward 21, in the southwest of Ottawa. And I work in policy and communications, and I'm showing the students City Council today, some big votes on the menu.
Wow. What do you love about what you do?
Well, I love that it's something new every day. And there's a lot of policy work that helps a good amount of residents in the ward and across the city. So working in the public service is a fulfilling job, and that's what I love most.
That's so cool. What skill does a person need to be good at what you do?
Well, I think you need to be organized and timely. Don't procrastinate, even though I do that. And set goals for yourself, set timelines. And that's the basics. There's some other things to learn too, but those are the basics.
Wow. What brings you joy and gratitude today?
What brings me joy and gratitude? Well, I've got a stable job in some shaky economic times. I've got a very close family and a close partner who I love very much. And the summers seem to be going longer, so I love warm weather. And that's about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now here's a story about something interesting that's happening in the world.
Journey to Resilience. Will Groves went on a 1,000-kilometer long canoe trip with his dad, and he had an amazing time, so I'm going to tell you about it. They started in Lac de Outaoua on August 18th and finished in Westboro Beach in Ottawa September 20th.
Go. They weren't doing it just for fun, and they weren't alone either. They were in a group raising money for Wounded Warriors Canada. Each day, they traveled about 9 hours.
There were some breathtaking views, and they traveled parts of Canada most people have never seen, but the trip was not that fun.
There were challenges all along the way, such as bad weather, bug bites, hard winds and waves. Will describes himself fit, but that's not enough. The trip needs inner strength as well.
Will's dad has a message for all Canadians, so here it is. Struggle is a part of life. We can't avoid it, but we can prepare for it. We can let ourselves rest and recover, and we can ask for help.
Now we're going to tell you more about resilience. Resilience is a skill. Like any skill, it can be taught and it can be practiced.
One way to practice is doing hard things on purpose, slowly building up strength and building confidence. That's all the time we have to tell you about resilience and this amazing adventure. Back to you, host.
Now I know I learned a lot of their next up hit or miss first chapter.
Hello, today we are reading Hatchet by Gary Polson. We will start reading on page 11. Let's get started.
Brian knew the pilot was having a heart attack, and even as the
no legs came to Brian. He saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time, the seat and his right leg jacket pulling the head fell forward and split came from the corners of his mouth, and his legs constricted up into the seat, and his eyes rolled back in his head until there was only white for his eyes, and the smell became worse, filled the cockpit and all of it so fast, so incredibly fast that Brian's mind could not take it in at first.
You could only see it in stages. The pilot had been talking just a moment ago, complaining of pain. He had been talking. Then the jolts had come. The jolts that took the pilot back had come. And now Brian sat there. Was a strange feeling of silence in the thrumming roar of the engine. A feeling of silence and being alone. Brian was stopped. He was stopped. Inside, he was stopped. He could not think past what he saw, was he felt. All was stopped. The very core of him, the very center of Brian Robertson, was stopped. Stopped and stricken with a white flash of horror, a terror so intense that his breathing, his thinking, and nearly his heart had stopped. Stopped. Seconds passed. That became all of his life, and he began to know what he was seeing. He began to understand what he saw, and that was worse, so much worse than he wanted to make his mind freeze again. He was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with the pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who either dead or something close to a coma. He was alone in the roaring plane with no pilot, alone.
We thought this book was cool because it's about a boy that got stuck on an airplane. How will he land? We give it 3 out of 4 thumbs up. Would you keep reading and why?
Try out the new challenge of the week.
This week's challenge is let grow. Here are the items you need. Paper, markers, and a parent. Let grow is when parents teach us a skill that will help us in life. In the end, you should be able to do it all by yourselves. Here is how to complete it step by step.
First, you talk to your parents about what would be okay for you to learn. It is different for everyone, so don't worry about it if you aren't ready yet to do something other people are doing. Most people in grade 5 and 4 at our school are learning to cook or do laundry.
But not all. Now, write down what you and your parents want to do or teach you. Learn or teach you. Then make a chart. Each month you will learn step by step how to do the topic of your choice. Your parents will teach you. Here's ours. First, we sat down with our parent and decided what we would be doing. Then we made a chart. We wrote NDJ to stand for November, December, and January. Then we decided and wrote down what we would be doing each month. Like feed the dog. And in December, we did pick up poo-poo. And in January, we did walk the dog. Then we agreed to it and gave a high five, and then we got started on Let Grow. If you try this challenge, send us a video so we will be able to feature it in future episodes. Back to our Quacktastic Hostel.
That's all we have time for this week. If you have liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe to get future episodes.
Yes, and you can also follow us on our Instagram and or YouTube channel for updates. If you try a challenge, you can email us at 321decabytes@gmail.com. You may see your challenge on a future episode.
Can't wait for the next episode. Duck Bites. Quack!